All right, Malcolm Stewart, man, tough track. Back-to-back whoops. When I walked around, everybody was just like, dude, this was gnarly. What'd you think of the track?
You know, it's kind of crazy. You know, I actually felt pretty good all day long. The track definitely was pretty technical, a lot of big rhythms and stuff like that. Of course, with Mother Nature, that definitely changed the game for a little bit. But I actually felt like probably maybe halfway in the main event, it actually started coming around. The groove kind of came around, started being really good. But, yeah, the back-to-back whoops were pretty intense. A couple guys are jumping it, but I'm like, I've been skimming them all day. I'm going to definitely try to just keep doing what I was doing. And I actually was doing pretty good through them. So, overall, I think, you know, like P9, but, you know, Coop and Eli got me at the end. But, you know, at the end of the day, having that pressure behind me, Coop was all over me, dude, stumbling from the get-go. So that guy behind you is definitely a mystery. And
well, and then the Yamahas also, the sound that the Yamahas make.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I kept, you know what's funny? I could see over the triple, right when Eli and Cooper behind each other, I would jump the triple and look at the Jumbotron to see how much room I had if I needed to go outside to do the big rhythm. But, you know, it's racing. It was fun. And at the end of the day, you know, we're going to keep going and move forward and go to Phoenix is one of my favorite tracks.
Did you notice any difference between the rolled whoops and the normal whoops, like during practice? That for the night show, they didn't roll them, but did you notice earlier anything?
You know,
that was Paris stuff, which you're well familiar with.
My first instinct, I want to say I appreciate Dirtworks Feld for giving it a shot, right? I respect that. Obviously, for Anaheim, it was definitely a little tough. Mother Nature didn't help. But I actually felt like the second set would have been fine if there would have been like a little bit more of a starter whoop. So I'm okay with it. I do think I love that they're trying, right? Some people made a comment that it was pretty sketchy, but for the most part, I like that they're trying, right? And I respect that, and I want to see that more. And it would really, really take into place once we go like gnarlier tracks like Indy and stuff like that. We're trying to eliminate the jump as much as possible and keep these riders skimming the whoops.
Yeah. What I'm not getting great reviews on the split start from anybody. What'd you think?
I'm not a big fan of it because, like, dude, when you're loading the gate, you're just getting pelted with rocks. I think that was my biggest thing. But
from, like, the 250 guys?
Yeah, no, the 250, you're just not sure. So, I mean, again, nobody really likes the split. But, yeah. I mean, if that's the worst-case scenario that we need to worry about, then, you know, whatever. So, at the end of the day, so far the tracks have been, you know, a lot better than what they have been in the past, the last year. So let's just try to keep the ball rolling and learn from it and keep moving on. So I definitely not a big fan of sand, just so you know.
Yeah, no one is. Well, none of you guys are. The photographers are, and I don't care because I don't race it. You're right, though. That's a good point. The three tracks we've had have been really good to start the year. And in the past, you watched it looked like they had a little bit of lack of imagination. They were really easy, predictable. So you have a good point there. The three tracks have been good.
And another thing that you know, I mean, I'm sure you noticed, but they've been leaving quads. Normally on Fridays and press day, they're like, oh, no, they're now. I mean, think about it. We're quadding everything. So pretty much every week, for the first 3 weeks, we've had big jumps, big jumps. So
that's a great point. I thought last week they would take that out, you know.
Yeah. For sure. So I think I like that they're trying to keep it, you know, keep it going. And so far, let's just keep the ball rolling. Keep this theme wolves. Let's let it play out a little bit more.
Last thing from you. Obviously, last year, horrific start, and it never got on pace. You do look better this year. And then the whoops, I was watching you, and is it peak Mookie Star Yamaha whoop speed? Maybe not, but it's better. Maybe the best it's been on the white bike?
I agree. It's the best it's been on the white bike. We are still work in progress. Today was actually the first day that I actually felt that I could skim the whoops 20 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's a big plus, and it's only going to get up from there, right? So we're going to keep the ball rolling and go back. We got one more final week of testing with the team, and then, you know, we start heading east. So that's the good news on Triple Crown. We don't know what that track's going to be like, but, you know, the good news, you don't have to worry about rain.
Yeah, great point. Thanks, Malcolm, for this. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.